From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Order Up, digging into Northern Michigan's diners.
You kind of have to have good food when you're out in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road.
A series about diner food, diner culture, and diner people.
I enjoy it. It doesn't matter how little sleep I get. I'm up at 3 o'clock on Saturday morning to get in here, make those cinnamon rolls, get the biscuits going.
Today on Order Up, we head to downtown Baldwin, where the new owners of a popular hangout face the challenge of stepping into some very big shoes. Reporter Maya Croth has the story.
Edie's Log Bar is not exactly a country diner. It's right in the middle of downtown Baldwin. Loretta Hamblin works here, and she tells me a story I find hard to believe. It's about the restaurant's namesake, Edie Mitchell. Specifically, it's about her funeral.
She carried herself out with a horse-driven casket, and it was solid glass, and there she laid. Most awesome, I'll never forget it.
Wait, what? Horse-driven casket made of glass?
It's real. She had a horse-drawn carriage, if you will. It was a hearse. She laid in a crystal-clear coffin. She told Baldwin that when she went down, you know, she was going down in flame, and she did. Definitely went down in flame. She was a free bird, man.
I even called the funeral home to check this out. It's real, mostly.
The word that I'm thinking of is a spark plug, because she was.
Lisa Van Loon is sipping a beer at the bar with her brother, Jeff Ederstad. Every summer growing up, their parents would dump them at their Uncle Pete's cabin in Baldwin. They came into the diner all the time, and Edie became like family.
You never had to guess what she was thinking. You know what I mean? She was just up front, just a go-getter. Yeah, she didn't give a crap. I mean, she put her mind to things and she got things done.
Probably one of the fondest moments that I remember being in here was after our grandfather passed away. We came here and had a beer or two with Edie.
Brandy Allen is the daytime cook. After Edie died 5 years ago, the place shut down. Last year, Brandy's family bought it. Now they're tasked with trying to respect Edie's history while also creating something new.
And we wanted to keep it as original. I mean, you can see that on the walls or even the windows still say Edie's Log Bar. We have one sign, little, in the window that actually has our name on it.
They changed the name.
No Place Special Log Bar and Grill.
But you'd never know it because Edie's name still shines in neon lights in the front window. Brandy gets that it's not easy reinventing an institution like Edie's.
Those are tough shoes to fill because, you know, they ate well Edie was here, and we want to continue that tradition.
She added some of her own dishes to the menu, like deep-fried gizzards and a Friday night fish fry with ocean perch. But there are some items from Edie's day that aren't going anywhere.
Like I said, her log jam burger. We kept that one, and her Edie's fries. It's bacon and cheese and ranch, and we had to keep that. They all wanted her fries.
They also kept a whole wall of Edie memorabilia, including some faded metal plaques engraved with the nicknames of her regulars, marking the place where they used to sit.
Let's see, we've got Donna's Old Salty, Wingding Benny. It was like Cheers, you had your spot.
This is the first time Jeff and Lisa have been back here since Edie died and Brandy's family took over.
It's different.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's kind of like a changing of the guard. More money is coming here. More people are becoming involved in this small, quaint community. That's just awesome. You know, as far as filling Edie's shoes, there's nobody that can do that.
Nope, absolutely not. I hope they can do it, but you never know. It will never be the same.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Maya Croft.